Before we dive into today's episode, I want to invite you to be part of a 3-day challenge that I'm hosting starting next Monday, July 8th. This challenge is called Trusting Your Feminine Voice, and I'm going to be sharing with you 3 easily applied techniques to access your feminine energy, to spend more time in this vortex, and how to use this natural superpower that every one of you have to grow your business and ignite your life. I'm going to be walking you through a meditation and giving you these techniques. And you may just find that this is the missing link that you have been looking for. I look forward to seeing you in this challenge. To join, please go to thefemininecollective.co/challenge. Again, that's thefemininecollective.co/challenge. And you can also join by joining the free Facebook group, The Feminine Collective. I'll be sharing with you when I'm going live, all the details of how the challenge works. And one of you lucky winners will be receiving a prize worth over $1,000. So I cannot wait to see you in this group, in this challenge, supporting you to open up to this unbelievable power that every single one of us has. Can't wait to see you there. Welcome to the Soul of Business. My name is Heidi Stevens, and I'm a coach for women entrepreneurs just like you. My intention for this podcast is to share tools and techniques that I've found invaluable as I've built and scaled businesses over the past 10 years. My mission is to help you uplevel your mindset, get clear on your strategy, and access your intuition to create a business and a life better than you think is possible. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of inspiration and place to go for tools, techniques, and the perspective shift that you need to go out and get what you desire. Let's get started. Hello, hello. I hope you are so great. I am feeling expansive and full and just very, very inspired at the moment. I am sitting in my hotel room in this absolutely gorgeous hotel in Sonoma, which for those of you that don't know is wine country in Northern California, about an hour and a half outside of San Francisco. And I'm here because I was leading a 3-day retreat for a mastermind that I ran. So this episode is going to be all about just sharing with you guys the behind the scenes of our experience and hopefully giving you a little window into what went down and the transformation that occurred and just really the experience of maybe why I am so incredibly passionate about these live events and retreats. So this group of women, there was 6 women in this group, and we had been doing a mastermind together for the last 5 months. It's my kind of highest level of, coaching that women can get from me other than the one-on-one. And so we have been in this, group for 5 months, and it culminated with this 3-day live event in a retreat in Sonoma. And so women came from everywhere. There's, you know, 6 women, several of them are from LA, 2 from the East Coast, and Emily from Australia, which God bless her. She's now been to a few of my retreats, and there is just power and healing and transformation and up-level that occurs when we women come together live. And I personally also think that in like a retreat format where you get out of your, you know, every day you leave your house. Like I know for me, like not having to deal with, you know, kids and bedtime and wake up time and just like morning breakfasts. And there's just something so incredibly powerful. So this trip, we were originally going to all stay in a hotel, and at kind of the last minute, my team came to me and they said, you know what? Like there, we just think it's going to be so much more beautiful and impactful if we stay all in a gorgeous home together. They went, they found this beautiful home on a vineyard. If you haven't seen the pictures, like you need to go to my Instagram, and it was like divine. It was absolutely divine. And this house was spacious and big, and there was a back house that me and my team stayed in. And so we all like we all just gathered. And the first night we did a little like wine tasting and we did some photos at the house. We had a professional photographer come over, which was so cool. All the women got to get like images of themselves. And then we got images of the group. And then we went out to dinner and we all set in our intentions. And I think the part that feels so healing and transformative for me is that what at the end of the day like was created was just this very sacred container. And because everyone had been working together for 5 months prior, everyone knew each other, they knew their businesses, there was kind of a common languaging. Like some of them have worked with me for a couple of years, some of them are brand new in like the last 5 months. And so everybody came in, all the women came in with such an open heart and just so willing to be vulnerable and real and raw and just share what was going on for them and what they wanted. And for some women, it was more business related. Like, I want to walk out of here with a very clear plan and I want to know my next offering and I want to know, you know, exactly like what the next thing is that I'm going to get. And then, you know, another one is like, I'm ready to go from, you know, five-figure months to multiple five-figure months. And then the next one's like, I'm having troubles with my marriage. Every person had a different experience. And one of the ahas that I had, which feels very humbling to share, and I don't know. I'm still very much in process with this, but a huge aha that I had during this experience is that I really do have the capacity to hold a space for massive transformation and spiritual growth, if you will, and being able to walk somebody through the nuances and their plans and the structures for how to build their business. And to be quite honest, it's like, it kind of feels like a blessing and a curse. Like it is truly such a blessing. And I do feel so gifted. And there is a part of me that feels a little confused sometimes. Like, well, who am I? And like, what is it that I exactly do? And, you know, in this online world of like online marketing, like you'll hear every person tell you, pick a niche, narrow down. Like if you're talking to everyone, you're talking to no one. And I do believe that that's true. I do believe that if you're talking to everyone, you're talking to no one. What my own personal experience is that there's a wide range of support that I can give somebody. And so this container, these containers of these retreats, this is now like the third or the fourth one I've done in the last 2 years. It really is about doing the inner work, doing the spiritual transformation, letting go of any of the beliefs, letting it out emotionally. I actually led my first breath work. If those of you that know me or have been in my groups, you know that I talk about it a lot. I have had guests come in and, you know, some of my dear friends, they've come in and they've led breath work for some of my events. And I was like, you know what? I've been a student of this for the last 7 years. I've done so much of this. I know how to lead. I know how to use my voice. I was like, I'm going to lead my first breath work class this time. And the girls didn't know, but they were a little skeptical of like, what are we doing here? Like, we're laying down, we're all breathing together. Like, what's going to happen? And they were they admittedly were like, we're super skeptical. And yet we trust you, Heidi. And the reality is I trusted myself. I knew enough to know that I could move them through a process. And it was so incredibly healing for everyone, for each of the women, different experiences for me as the leader. And, I think I digressed. So getting back on track here, I think one of the, you know, in this like sacred space of these retreats, it really is about letting go of the like, of the stuff, opening up the space, opening up the time in order to dive deeper into what it is that you really want, is into what it is that you really are wanting to create in your life, and then being able to go home and implement that. So much of what, you know, was brought up over these past couple of days was like, I just haven't had the time. I just haven't had the space to really think about or really feel into what it is that I want. And then how can that actually be created? We go through our lives and we're like, okay, well, that doesn't feel good. That doesn't feel good. I'm stressed about this. I don't know how I'm going to do this. I'm working too hard. I'm, you know, or like, I'm not getting the clients that I want, or I'm getting too many of the clients that I want, or I'm not charging what I want. So I'm working too hard for the money that I'm making. And, you know, we get caught in a cycle. We get caught in just like the next day. And it's rare that we give ourselves the time and the space to actually sink in, to actually go, hold up, like, what is going on here? And what is it that I really want? Am I actually taking steps towards that? Or have I just kind of gotten swept up in the day to day and got my nose in the sand and like in action mode all the time? And I'll tell you, like, it doesn't matter if you have kids, if you don't have kids, like the clients of mine that, you know, aren't married or don't have kids or whatever, it's like, they're the ones that are like working the hardest and the longest hours. And then like those of you guys that have kids, it's like, there's just a finite amount of time every single day that you can put towards your work. So it's like, shit, how do I get all of this done? How does this actually happen? And here's what it requires. It requires you to get brutally honest with yourself. It requires that you get really, really like quiet enough and give yourself enough space to go, what is really going on here? And then to be able to give yourself this space to like feel like when we were up in Ojai at this peer-led mastermind, meaning it was just me and, you know, I think there's four or five other women at that one. And there was no like quote unquote coach or leader. We just gathered. And like several of the women were like, we haven't cried. Like, I don't cry because I'm just holding it all together. I'm moving on with my day. I'm a mom. I'm a wife. I'm a this, I'm a that. And it's like, it's not that it's all about crying, but it's about letting the emotion come up and out. And for some of people, that's going to be crying. For some people, it's going to just be like opening up the floodgates and like yelling. When's the last time you actually let a sound come out of your mouth? When's the last time you let your body dance? When's the last time you put on inspiring music? When's the last time that you were feeling like pent up and like not knowing which direction to go and you just let yourself go out and go on a jog and a run and like sweated it out? We were so blessed. There was a sauna in this house. Like, we didn't know going in. And the girls were like, oh my God, yes. Like, I just want to like sweat it out. And so sacred space was created and healing happened for all of us. And women received clarity. And I'll share with you that my clarity was number one. I have the most amazing team. Jordan and Kat were up there with us and they literally took care of all of the logistics, like everything. Like what time we were started, they took care of the food. They actually cooked. They cooked breakfast and lunch for us. We moved from the hotel to the house like kind of at the last minute and we weren't sure if we were going to be able to get a chef. And they just said, Heidi, we're going to do it. Like, we're totally doing it. And we had this most like gourmet, gorgeous, healthy, clean meals. I'm laughing because it's like, it sounds too good to be true. Like, seriously, your assistant cooked for you and it was that good? And the answer is yes, it was. It was that good. And the clarity of just like, we were all three just fully in our zone of genius. You know, Catherine's like a professional event coordinator, not legitimately, but like she's turning in to be. You know, Jordan like runs the logistics and the timeline, like make sure that everyone's like moving, you know, has everything planned out. And then it allowed me to just show up and be at my best. If I'm dealing with food and this and timing and like Ubers and all, like, it's like I can't fully show up and be present and be fully like holding space for the women to then have the transformations that they desire. And so me, when I'm fully supported, when I'm in that element, I then can then fully show up and meet one woman in her like conversation about relationships and spirituality and inner knowings and listening to your intuition. And then the next woman, I can like help design the next product, to do the next launch, to do the next thing, to grow the next, you know, list. And for all of those reasons, I just feel so filled up. I feel like I experienced myself just fully in my element. And you know, you guys, if you guys have been listening to this or like around, you know, in the social media groups and whatnot, like, you know, I've been talking about this for a while. It's like these retreats, these live experiences, these live events, like they're just so incredibly impactful. And so what we are doing, and I will say, and then having the online, you know, support system, to have the online community to tap into. Unfortunately, you know, not the whole community doesn't live 10 minutes from each other. And so really being able to cultivate that community online and then have these offline experiences is fully what I'm stepping into. And so the Feminine Collective, which we are opening very soon, next Wednesday on July 10th. So the challenge starts on the 8th. The doors open for founding members to apply
and enroll in the Feminine Collective Open next Wednesday, July 10th. And we're going to be gathering. We're going to be teaching. We're going to be healing. I'm going to be working on a lot of mindset topics and spiritual topics in service to women building their businesses. The Feminine Collective really is about creating a community of women that desire to build successful businesses and have abundance and prosperity in their lives, and being committed to not complete burnout and exhaustion and, you know, putting their families aside. Like, it's really about doing it in your own way. And for some of you, it's going to mean getting the support you need and having the help. For others of you, it's going to be about slowing down. For others of you, it's going to be turning the dial up and getting visible and being more active on social and really clearing the ways so that your message, your voice, your being begins to shine through, and that you have the courage to do it, and that you know that you're enough, that your message matters, and that people do want to hear it. And that is all inner work. Like, we think, oh, I just need to get the formula, or I need to get the strategy, or I need so-and-so to tell me how to do it. And while there is certain guidelines and there's support, and yes, like, you don't need to be a graphic designer, and that, like, there are certain things that you may or may not need support with getting your business up and running and getting your foundation completely up and running. But once you have that, it really becomes an inner game of how well are you going to keep your head in the game? How well are you going to soulfully connect to your message and to your ideal client? How much are you going to, you know, give yourself permission to show up as your best self day in and day out, so that your message gets put out there, so that your clients can see you, so that you can make the money to build the business, to have the life that you desire and that you deserve. So that is what we're up to in the Feminine Collective. It is going to be from this group, from this collective, that then we offer retreats, live events, deeper levels of coaching. So all of this is going to be laid out starting on July 10th in terms of how it works and what you can experience and how you get to be part of this next live event or retreat if that's something that you desire. Come on over to the free Facebook group, The Feminine Collective. We've started conversations. We are, you know, sharing more about this community. And, you know, if you're feeling called, I encourage you to come check it out. I look forward to seeing you on the challenge starting next Monday. Trust your feminine voice. And I look forward to seeing your application if you feel like it's a good fit for the Feminine Collective starting Wednesday, July 10th. I'm sending you lots of love. I hope you have the most gorgeous day and look forward to talking to you soon. Bye-bye.